And coming up is the March 6, 2025 Bathrobes Piers Broadsides, and it's a flashback to, looks like November 13th, 1997. This was a few days after the police killing of Happy John Dine at the corner of Front and Soquel on Front Street at what was a bus stop across from New Leaf Market, the parking lot of New Leaf Market, anyway. Officer Connor Carey shot the fatal, I guess it was it one shot or two? I don't recall, but there were numerous witnesses, and we interviewed a lot of people who either were witnesses to it or commented on it. Bob LaMonica called in about it. The V-Man had a particular striking series of interviews. Well, he did his own show. The V-Man was a broadcaster on Free Radio Santa Cruz when I was. This was all, of course, 1997 and late fall, and it was in the early evening when this happened. David Silva, Larry Reddick, Colin, Mike, Brandon, Miguel Balderos all gave commentary or testimony as to what they had seen. And then we also have a long, well, not that long, but an interview of a sort with, I called him Loudmouth Leith Austin. He also called himself, he's also known as Rainbow Light. And he was a determined and vocal opponent of the sleeping ban in Santa Cruz, the sections of the ordinance that made the actual act of sleeping, the camping ordinance, after 11 o'clock in the evening until 8:30 in the morning, a crime. The section removed in 2022, but replaced by police tools that essentially amounted to the same thing, giving police an opportunity to criminalize sleeping at their whim, or when they felt it was necessary, even if there was no strong public safety problem. There's also more on this particular flashback than this particular focus of the Happy John Dine murder by police, Santa Cruz police, as we saw it. Two officers, Connor Carey and Martin Over, were the officers on the scene. Carey was the man who shot the gun. You'll hear a lot about it, and there's subsequently it became the basis of a lot of protest and a lot of organizing. There was at that time a Citizens Police Review Board, which I tended to characterize as the Citizens or Curious Police rah-rah board, because they were so partial to the police side of the story that they essentially betrayed their origins and their purpose. If you look at more or listen to more interviews and audios of November, December, January, February of that period of time, 77 and 78, sorry, 97 and 98, you will get some clearer notion of the kinds of problems we had with those agencies and the kind of cover-up that we felt was happening around the murder of Happy John Dine, who was a kind of a, I'd call him a scatterbrained but sincere and jovial activist. Yeah. Anyway, it's all here for you to listen to and to come to your own conclusions about.